I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
In this week's episode of Triple T,
third tier toilet.
Ooh, I like that. That's a fancier word for upper decking.
Lizzo has quit the music industry.
What?
Really?
Yeah. There's a big weight has been lifted, so to speak, off the music industry.
I've never seen this or never heard this lady before.
You've never heard of Lizzo?
No.
What?
What?
Dude, she's 100% that bitch.
Yeah.
The f- gives means nothing in my life.
What is wrong with...
What are we doing wrong? Let's do a video of that.
Let's shove some shit up our butts. Let's go.
Could be wild. Yeah. Could be whatever. But either way, we're back. What's up, everybody? This is Triple T. I'm gonna let Goo or Burley, either one, you guys can come up with the three things that start with a T that the show's for, because we're not always TikTok Tuesday. Show comes out on a Tuesday morning. But maybe you'll see a TikTok, maybe you won't. We were just talking how people are getting super upset by using green screen and putting faces on other people. And I saw a clip today where clip farming is the big thing right now, where all these creators are just doing, there was this, I don't know who the guy was, but I'm assuming he was a gamer or something like that. And he was on the app Kick, and he pretended like he muted, but intentionally didn't mute. And then said something about how he's like, oh, it's really hitting me hard. I just need more in my gums. I need more. I need some more. And then he was like, oh, and he acted like, oh, I didn't clip it and whatever. And he was just like, everybody was like, oh, he's clip farming. So apparently,
What does that mean?
I guess they just do and say certain things, so then it can be used as clips and just go to create viral videos.
Isn't that what we all do?
Apparently.
It's the act of purposely messing up on camera in hopes it will be re-uploaded online to get clout and attention.
Yep. So not you putting it out, everybody else clips it, puts it out, and then it's...
Ooh. We should do that.
Yeah, I mean, we should. I'm not creative enough, but no, what we'll do, we'll pull up AI and we'll be like, say, give me something funny that'll make a good clip farm for clip farming, and then we'll just say that randomly in the show.
That's good. You know, I mean, I'm just like... We're not recording yet, so my wife kept telling me how small my dick. Wait, are we recording?
We're recording.
Oh, damn it! Don't clip that.
Don't clip that, please.
Welcome. Stage your life.
Well played. For anybody that's just listening, because if you're watching this, you can see it's Burley and Goo. But if you're just listening, it's Burley and Goo. And I appreciate you guys taking some time. We're recording on a beautiful. It's cold where I am. Saturday morning, putting this stuff out for you guys, pre-records. We have time to, add some effects and add some, editing skills, so it's just not raw and live. And that way, if somebody rips a fart or something, they don't want it in there, we'll just take it out.
No, it's clip farming. Clip farming. Yes.
Clip farming.
We are going to keep it.
Yeah. Loving that shirt, Burley. That little Viking with the big old beard and shit.
Is that Odin?
It is Odin.
Odin's son. Yes.
With the Ravens. I forget their names, but yeah.
Looks like Bob and Bill.
I can fit in this shirt again. That's why I'm wearing it. Rules.
That's a good
Speaking
feeling.
Speaking of shirts, is the Body Wrong stuff available? You said 2 days.
Let's see what happened was.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
I'll get it done today. I'm writing it down.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember how incredibly drunk I was? No, I said a lot of things I didn't really mean on that show.
I hold you to it early.
It was a good time. And for anybody that doesn't know, check it out Wednesdays. Comes out sometime Thursday. I was debating. I was like, man, we should probably just give ourselves an extra time, cut it, post it on Friday. And I was like, well, Rage and Pillage comes out Friday in a premiere. I don't want to put the Body Wrong out
comes
there,
out
too.
On Tuesdays. So. I was just off this week.
Oh, that's what I thought, too, because I opened it Friday. And I was like, ooh, we got a premiere. Let's see what's going on. And I know we had a little bit of a spoiler where a guest had a bad connection. And then I happened to pop in. They were talking about food and stuff. And I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Rob's apparently just puts a lot of bacon bits and hot sauce on things. So that explains why it stunted his growth.
No doubt. Okay.
But maybe we'll get him on a triple T one of these days, too. So I just typed in ChatGPT clip farming. Obviously, they tell it what it is. And just it says to start strong is the biggest thing because you got to capture the attention. Keep it concise. Highlight the best moment. Use captions, add music, all that stuff. But I put, give me 10 lines that I can use for clip farming. They give me 10 things. Come on.
Yeah, I said, give me a funny clip for clip farming. I said, I'm sorry, but I cannot provide direct links to specific clips or clip farming or any other form of content farming. So I'm like, just big middle finger.
That'd be funny if it gave you the big middle finger. If it was just like, sorry, Goop.
I was looking forward to it.
So I happened to look up things that TTT could stand for.
Ooh.
All right. So first one is a Trump tall tale. It's kind of funny. The next one is third tier toilet.
Ooh, I like that. That's a fancier word for upper decking.
Yeah, right? top tier tits.
Oh,
I like that one. I like that.
A new segment. But instead yeah. of but what we'll do is instead of showing female tits because you'll get in trouble, we'll have to blur them out. We'll just show a nice set of man tits every single
or
episode.
Animals. Let's go like dogs,
turtles, we could sagging, and tiaras.
Toddlers and tiaras.
We probably get some new followers if we started doing that.
Wait, which ones? The dogs or the tiaras?
Yeah, probably all of it.
Okay, yeah. I don't know.
It'd
if
be
we
a weird
want...
mix.
I do have a turtle. Yeah, I can mix some
Trump Twitter tantrum, which is solid.
That's pretty fun. Yeah.
Things take time. I'm not mad at that.
Oh,
table tennis time.
Yeah. Oh, we could talk about. We could just show clips from ping pong each and break it down. Nobody else is probably covering
Balls
table
of Fire,
tennis
man.
Like we could.
Best movie ever. You guys see that movie Balls of Fire or no Balls of Fury?
Oh, Balls! I was gonna say Balls of Fury. And what
that was a top tier movie.
It was.
Who do you think would win? Somebody in that movie or Forrest Gump?
Oh, Forrest Gump. Yeah. That autism always wins. Autism always wins, dude. AAW, let's go. So it also stands for the terrible thing, which is slang for anal sex.
Mm.
So
probably should avoid that one.
Then we get into like some English slang.
So what was your top two? I'm going to jot them down so we don't forget. I like the toilet one only
Hold on.
I think it'd be funny to like show funny farting or funny bathroom TikToks.
I like that one. I like that idea, but imagine if it was called Tits to Taint.
Got it all covered.
Yeah, it covers it.
And here on Triple T, that just means that we don't care what your face looks like. We don't care how beautiful it is or your teeth. And you know what I mean? If you don't have you or your parents don't have dental money because it turns out it's pretty goddamn expensive.
It's so expensive.
Tits to taint, baby.
You know what? Maybe you need to get dual citizenship. Because that shit is covered up there, right?
Tickle Train Tuesday.
What is it?
Tickle Train Tuesday.
Tickle Train Tuesday.
That might bring in some people. Not sure what kind of audience that would be. They probably are also here for the tiara talk.
Ooh. Yeah, dude, I don't trust pageant people.
No.
Have y'all ever had to like know anybody that was into pageants and stuff?
Thank God, no.
I do.
Yeah, are they weird?
No. It was my cousin, and she went through it when she was much younger. My uncle didn't, I don't think he loved it, but obviously he supported it and she got out of it at a pretty young age. And then, you know, I think it's an easy transition, I guess, from when you're doing pageant stuff to cheerleading. So she ended up being cheerleader and stuff like that. And
pageant stuff is weird. They put all that makeup on those little kids and make them look like little mini drag queens. You know, it's wild.
Weird. It's weird.
It's wild.
Yep. And
speaking
all the people that it attracts.
Speaking of entertainment, I mean, this is fresh news. This might be this is clip farming all day. Lizzo has quit the music industry.
What?
Really?
Yeah, there's a big weight has been lifted, so to speak, off the music industry.
I see what you did there. If I was on my soundboard, you would have got it.
Thank God. She released a statement. I bet you can find it.
Yeah, it's all about 14 hours ago. It's everywhere. Let's just pull up the first one. Sky News. Is this an April Fool's joke? Like,
no, April Fool's hadn't happened yet.
It's fucking Monday.
Get out of here. I don't want any of your goddamn cookies. It's ironic because it's Lizzo. We're going to do the essential cookies for you, Lizzo. Lizzo, this is from news.sky.com. Thank you, news.sky.com. Check all your news at news.sky.com, the best source for all the news in the United Kingdom.
All the news in the sky.
Lizzo's shock. Why is it plural?
Is that possessive?
I think. I mean, are they saying there's two of her?
Third person.
Yeah, no, I think it's her shock, so it's a possessive.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Lizzo's shock announcement as she quits the music industry. Of course, they have to slide in something about the president.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, like she shocks and it says, comments come a day after a lawyer who represents three former dancers who filed a lawsuit against her in August said it was shameful. The singer headlined a Radio City fundraiser for the president. Okay, yeah, that's also clip farming, I think, for them. Yep. The About Damn Time singer, whose real name is Melissa, I'm going to mess this one up, Vivian Jefferson?
I believe that.
Yeah, let's go with it. Does not make it clear what she is referring to or what sparked the online statement. However, it comes a day after. Yeah, we just talked about that. She's getting tired of putting up with being dragged by everyone in my life and on the internet. All I want to do is make music and make people happy and help the world and be a little better than how I found it. But I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it.
Well, you have your own orbit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's see. What's her net worth? She's got to be worth a lot, right?
I don't think
Yeah,
so.
Maybe. Maybe not, though. She's fresh enough that the record companies are probably still making,
$40 million.
Not a lot.
She'll be all right. I'd have to imagine she could probably be okay with
that. That's enough for 20 seconds of shit chewing.
Look at this.
For sure.
Why Lizzo quits. Yeah. 4 hours later, what's Lizzo's net worth? So we're doing the same brain drain as every other person. Yeah. Like, can she financially quit the music industry? It turns out, yes. And she has her own line of clothing, the Yizzy, I think.
So many sheep are getting sheared for that.
Damn right.
So many.
And it's, Yiddy. Sorry. Not Yizzy or Liz. It's Yiddy is her.
Take it from Kanye site. West.
I know some people that rock it. It looks comfortable as hell. It looks cool. I'm a big fan of it. You know what I mean? It's for the big girls.
I've never seen this or never heard this lady before.
You've never heard of Lizzo?
No.
What?
What?
Dude, she's 100% that bitch.
Yeah.
I just the fucks I give, she means nothing in my life.
Took a DNA. The funniest thing you've ever seen is, we probably can't play it on the show, but look it up, is her stage was all LED screens on the ground. And this bitch gets moving on stage. You can't take this away from her. She's somewhat athletic.
Yeah.
But she does a big jump and land on the ground, and the LED screen that she lands on just turns off. It's pretty fucking funny. Hey, like, that would be enough for me to retire right there. I would be like, nah, fuck this. I can't have this happen anymore.
Let's see if it's on TikTok. Lizzo breaks LED light.
It's so funny. Just like LED floor or something like that.
The light stopped working during Lizzo's concert at Rod Laver. Was it like July 1st? Lizzo was
a while back. Yeah, it's a while back. LED screen floor. I had to find it.
Oh, that's loud. Okay. Let's try this one. I don't know. This is a TikTok from Tattooed Geeky from July 2023. Here, the first take where my damn light's at Lizzo. Truth hurts, Lizzo. Lizzo Melbourne live music. Hashtag all that. Tattooed Geeky, either way. Maybe this will trigger Goots being like, oh, I know that. I know Lizzo.
Oh my God, I know this song.
Yeah, it's a classic. I found the clip I'm talking about. This is not it. Yeah, it's from the VMA Awards in 2019. I put it in the chat just now.
Okay.
I found right, that one, let's but go. It was a short. It was only 5 seconds.
Yeah, it's a 5 second clip. Yeah.
Okay, we'll do this. It's from the YouTube. Not sure.
I didn't
it's
see any sound either. So
perfect. Either way, we'll play it without the sound. Let's see here. Oh, this is a much different vibe.
Great.
It's great.
Yeah. Tony the Tiger. Approved. Tony the Lizzo. All right, here we go.
Just imagine, I would retire right here.
Yeah.
Just done.
Done.
Done. And there's a big ass on the screen. I don't know if y'all saw that. That big thing behind her is a big ass.
It's pretty sweet.
Just, she plays into it. I'll give it to her. But
why not? I mean, she's made. What the fuck is this? All right, this. I just went to TikTok. I backed out of it, and there is this video. I
don't know what it is. I think it's, have to at this point.
It's dittos.den, and it's called Hee-Hee. And it was enough to make me go, what in the fuck?
Pause. All right. So,
oh my God.
We really need to describe what we're seeing here.
I think so too. Burley, I'm going to let you describe this.
Now, okay. It's not quite furries. What were those broads called that would wear the raccoon tails and stuff like that out of their back pockets? Do y'all remember this?
I remember hearing about it.
Like those scene girls, right?
The Suicide Girls? Was it?
No, Suicide Girls was basically porn when we were younger.
Yeah.
Now these are like scene girls. They would be like rawr and stuff like that in the MySpace days. But anyways, I think this is a grown up one. I think this is a mother and a child.
Oh, that's even more weird.
Can we move forward just slightly and pause it? Let me get a little bit more of this right here. Yeah, I'm calling mother and child here.
Yeah.
And then
see, I'm going to say not because based on these little bracelets, I don't think a lot of moms are rocking that style.
I think it's the denim shirt for me. I think that's
not married either. So,
oh, yep. That hussy.
Yeah,
I think they're friends/ lesbians. Maybe better friends. No, it's kind of getting me though. Is the painting in the background?
I was about to say they're disrespecting our Native American peoples.
Yep, as a former or current Washington football fan, I know that you would prefer to have the Redskins back and the whole community. The tribe is actually fighting to get the name Redskins back because of the honor of the guy that it was in charge of. I can't think of his name, but
currently,
yeah,
that India guy is just watching this, going, "What the? That's Chief? What the fuck? Just oh, what the fuck? You know, this is horrible." Okay, so here's the question, though. Is that tail attached the way that I think we're all thinking it's attached?
That's what I was wondering, because one of the podcasts, I don't know if it was Two Bears or Rogan or what, it wasn't Rogan, but they had these clips, or Your Mom's House, something with Segura in it. I don't know why I find myself watching all of his stuff. They showed the thing with like these people that dress up as dogs and they like do this kind of thing, but with dogs. But when they insert the tail, like they insert the tail.
Oh, there's a whole line of these. I saw one. In my extracurricular activities, Jesus Christ.
That's okay, a kid, right?
Not, I don't know. Dittos.den.
I mean, maybe we'll pull up another and dissect.
Okay,
more.
Okay, hold on. I've seen athletic. This word before.
Can Lizzo do that?
Oh, my probably. God.
That is attached inside.
Yes.
It's looking from that angle.
That is attached inside. So this kid's doing a full... Leap,
I'm gonna like stop saying kid. I'm gonna say definitely young adult.
That's we can get weird with it. This child,
hopefully 18.
He probably did beauty pageants growing up.
So I'm looking at the hashtags.
So yeah,
Therian, I've heard of before. It's one of those new like non-binary terms. Let me look up what that is.
Yeah, I was trying to do that too. So is that tail inside her or just clipped to the fucking pants?
So we're trying to. From this angle, it appears clipped. Okay. I mean, it doesn't come out, does it? So I'm assuming it's that looks clipped on right there, right? Like, I don't know. I can't call it.
It's got clipped.
So, okay, somebody asked on Reddit, what is a Therian? It's not about acting like other animals. Come on.
Oh, this whole account.
People on Reddit are very wordy.
Yeah, this whole account is, that's what they do. And it says they might be moving to the YouTube and or Instagram. They have 69,000 followers.
What is wrong with...
What are we doing wrong? Let's do a video of that.
Let's shove some shit up our butts. Let's go.
I mean, there's probably some money in it.
Okay, a Therian identifies as a species of non-human animal on every level except physical. They often engage in their animal identity's behaviors. You may be Therian if you notice yourself shifting, getting impulses to behave like a non-human animal, or if you remember a past life as a specific animal.
Huh.
Huh. What's your thoughts here, guys? I mean, we could say some really mean things, or we could just be okay with it.
As long as they pay their taxes and they're happy, good for them.
I mean, dude, I don't know how I feel about them just being happy. I mean, there are serial killers that are happy and pay taxes.
True. I'm going to blame COVID. I think they got the wrong dose and then they were like, I can wear a mask all the time. Why don't I wear a cute animal mask? They have a lot of different masks. And
a fucking face hugger.
I'm freaked out because, I mean, they're in an airport doing it. She's just crawling around.
Do you think shit like this is just the new Juggalos?
Taco! OMG, really cool.
It's not an airport,
yeah,
sorry.
It thanks like to one. Taco. Franco! OMG, really.
I have nothing for that. Ooh. I don't. This is new to me. This is all new. This is the new Juggalos, dude. Kids that don't fit in, so. We're going to, you know, start our own little thing where we're animal people.
What in public? That's the part that gets me. That.
The first video was in a house. Now, that was in an airport or something.
I think it was like a something like one of the cons, Comic Con, but something like that. So that could potentially make, but then I'm looking, there's
an airport.
They're on a playground. They're in front of there's a lot of public doing some stuff. They're in a desert.
Okay.
They got lightsabers.
If we're walking down the street and we see this going on, let's say you see anything that's surprising going on in life that is out of the ordinary. What are y'all's first reactions?
Depends where I am. If I'm in a big city, I'm not really? Even making eye contact. I'm just going. I mean, there's a lot of weird stuff that happens in New York City, and this isn't like a shocking thing. This isn't me trying to be like an idiot or whatever. But one of the wildest things, the first time I went to New York City, I get off the train. Me and my buddy, we had a couple train beers and we're sitting there and I just look over. I'm like, holy shit. These two guys were like 7'1", not even kidding you, jacked. And my buddy's like 5'8" on a good day. He's like, holy shit. He goes, imagine getting pounded by this guy or whatever. And like, we're just saying like how big these guys are, like just jacked. And then all of a sudden, like they just start making out. One throws the other one against the wall. They just like start going at it. And I go, looks like you could find out how it would feel to get pounded by him.
Yeah.
And he was just like, holy shit. Holy shit. Like not the fact that it was two dudes, whatever, just like two people just going at it right off the subway, right against the wall. And it's just shocking because they're 7'1". And I was just like,
I could see me getting weirded out by that because I love gay people. I have gay friends.
Yeah.
But the second you see two dudes kiss, you realize, like, oh, there's that.
Yeah.
Ooh. Not only that, just like, whether it's the kid, like, the whole kissing thing is what gets me. Like, just like, whether it's guy, girl, 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 guy, guy, or cat, cat, you know what I mean? People just going at it in public is a weird thing for me. Like,
that's what we learned.
As a teenager, I was all about it.
A teenager, though, you don't really care about much, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, who gives a shit? There's no, like, being that 15, 16, 17, well, depends, 17 in some states, you can still get arrested. When you can't really get in a lot of trouble, you can kind of do what you want. That was probably one of the greatest times of a life.
The amount of fluids I've left in movie theaters would blow your mind. Just, and then my friend is, like, on the left of me, the chick's on the right, and I spill my finger. You know,
Did you ever work in a movie theater?
No.
That would have been the ultimate weird karma.
Yeah, there's no way. I would have been the jizz mopper for sure. They would have made me do that. That's just karma for sure.
We talked about last week how roller skate rinks and stuff like that are kind of going away, or they're not as much as. What about movie theaters with you guys? Are they still everywhere, or they've kind of declined quite a bit?
No, they're around. Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, they're around. But for me, like the Alamo Draft House, that's like my lifesaver. We, during COVID, I'm part of a group called Psycho Cinema. Ooh, so we show a lot of like horror movies, like trash movies, and like new movies. And but we during COVID they closed for like 3 to 4 months. They replaced the entire like air system to make it like 99% effective against COVID. Mm-hmm. So my wife and I are still going to movies every week. Thank God. They were showing all the old movies and classics. So I mean, that was a huge fucking lifesaver just to check it off to say I've seen it on the big screen.
Yep, that's pretty cool. I know there's it's probably not like a, whoa, that's near you. Where I am, there's nothing. And there was one movie theater probably 20 years ago, and it hasn't been open. The closest one for me is about a 20-minute drive, and it is straight out of, like, probably the 70s, 80s. It's old. It's kind of dungy. It's not high def or anything. Yeah. So it's kind of cool to have the, you know, nostalgia of that. And then you go to their website, and it looks like something that was created on the very first, you know, as internet started. I might even just bring that up to show you how bad it is. And this isn't me knocking on them. I'm not a movie guy really anyways, but.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you got the times on there, I can give a shit what the website looked like, yeah.
Yeah, for me, the Alamo is about 40 minutes to 45 minutes away for me. There's actually a place in Strasburg, Virginia that has a drive-in theater. You can do this legit drive-in.
Oh, yeah. This is good enough.
Yeah, it's got a drive-in, yep. And then they have one that's about 30, 40 minutes away. This one's about 20 minutes away, and this one's about 40. So they tell you the times. They do this.
Oh, so y'all, okay, so there is one drive-in theater in Houston. It's way up north, though. It's technically not in Houston. You got to leave city, but there is one. I think it's two screens, and they do the like the double features and all that.
Nice. Yep.
Yeah, there was two near me about 40, 45 minutes away each time, to be honest. I've never gone to one, and I'm just like, I don't know.
There's no way I'm keeping my kids entertained long enough for them to stay in the car and watch. There's zero chance. Not
ruin the movie for everybody else around.
Yeah.
Or stay awake, probably.
Dude, you want to talk about fluids. If I was a drive-in theater, if I grew up in those times, oh my, every movie I went, every Friday night would be that scene from the Titanic where it's all fogged up in the car. You know what I mean? You see the hand go across the glass.
But it'd be your own vehicle or her vehicle that they're cleaning. Those guys don't care.
These are gaining traction, at least what I saw on Instagram. Would you go to a theater like this?
No.
Seems disgusting, right?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Very, very disgusting. But, I mean, if we had Euban on, we could probably talk about hotel and stuff. Like, I'm sure they have different, not so much maybe that one, but the other one had sheets, at least. So I could see maybe not being, you know what I mean? Every movie, you got to change the sheets or something. That's not for me.
I just have to imagine. I mean, I've heard about people getting lice from theater seats, much less the bed.
I mean, if that was in your house, how cool would that be?
Oh, fucking that would be amazing. Sick. I mean,
like, not all of them. That'd be weird if you, hey, you guys want to come over and watch a movie? And then you're picture this. You walk into your friend's house to go check out their theater and they want to watch a movie. And then next thing you know, it has all these beds and you're going, shit. Huh. Are you staying or leaving?
I probably would stay, dude. I mean, so I've done a lot of things in life where I just go, let's see where this is going. Sometimes it's nothing. Sometimes it's a memorable thing. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of things in the back of my brain that I'm just like, it was worth it for the story, I guess.
I guess.
If only I became a famous podcaster someday, that would make a good story.
Oh, yeah. I save stories for sure. Got to spread these out the rest of my life.
Yeah. I really only have one really awesome, like, in my opinion, that I think they could actually, I've always said that they could make a movie out of one thing that happened in my life. Like, I don't know if you guys all have a moment, but I think just about everybody has that. Like, and that's why I even started a podcast a long time ago that didn't go anywhere, but it was called That One Story or Your One Story, something like that. I can't remember the name of it, where I would interview people. And they would tell their story. Like I think every single one of us could tell one awesome story. So like me saying it probably popped one, and I'm not going to get that story from you guys, but everybody could say one story that was awesome. Remember it from front to back to front, like you were going through an interrogation. And I'm like, this is going to be an awesome thing. And I went through like one season and then like a little bit through the second, and then email stopped, calls stopped, people stopped getting back. And it just kind of went nowhere. And I'm like, fuck, I thought that was going to be a good one.
Did you tell your entire story over the course of
I didn't tell episodes? My story, no, because I have it all written up, but like for me to tell it, there was three other dudes that were there. Like I almost think that I would love to get all of us together
yeah,
and tell it, because even years after the story happened, some other parts came in that make it even wilder. And I'm like, you son of a bitch.
No shit.
Like yeah, it's just one of those things. And then it's kind of like The Hangover, but like teenagers and multiple countries. And it was pretty cool.
Jesus Christ. Okay. My stories aren't that cool.
Well, I live on the border, border town.
So. Okay. Okay.
But it sounds cooler when you're like multiple countries.
It's so funny to me. Like I know a lot of people that are like, I grew up on a border town, but I think of Mexico, and I forget that yours is just like, oh, they look like us over there.
Yeah. And even some people will be like, you kind of have that Canadian, you know, accent. Like,
you do have a vibe. Yeah. You have the vibe a little bit. Yeah.
Yep. I'm like, you better not be French.
from Quebec.
Fuck Quebec. Quebec. Whatever you say it. Fuck them all. It's like the other, like, how do you guys say the state? O-R-E-G-O-N.
Oregon.
See, everybody up here says Oregon.
Yeah, that's a New York thing. Do you listen to Legion of Skanks?
No.
No.
Okay. They just had a whole argument about it because somebody said Oregon, and they just trashed this guy, but he's a New York native. It's pretty funny.
Well, it triggered my brain because the other day I met up. I think we even talked about my one buddy the other day. I was like, I got to get him on the show. Funny wildman, biker, big beard, all this stuff. And I ran into him randomly at my aunt's bar the other day, and he just kept talking about Oregon, and it was like, there it is. See, I'm not. The wife is like, we would be like Oregon Trail, and we got into it pretty hard on this show or the other show and different hosts and stuff we're on, because Logan not only says Oregon, but he would always say documentary, and that like triggered a whole bunch of things. And now people, even in my own brain, now I'm like, I force myself to say Oregon, so I don't. And when you watch sport games, I start to listen too. And the other day, an announcer, one was saying Oregon, one was saying Oregon. And I'm like, yes. And I don't know if they were doing it to trigger some people too, but it's just one of those things in my brain that I'm like, you son of a bitch. Like,
my niece just she just started this year at Oregon. I wonder how they say it.
I bet you it's Oregon, but I bet you there's a handful of people that say Oregon. And I'm wondering where that break is. Like Toby grew up in Minnesota. And it was Oregon. So I'm like, well, there goes the North. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they also put the O for an extra long amount of time. Minnesota. Okay, what about that shelled nut that people make pies out of? What do you call it?
Pecan.
Walnut? A pecan?
Pecan. Okay, not pecan?
Not pecan.
Okay.
A lot of people up here say pecan, too.
Okay. All right. Yep.
That's another one I force myself to think. I say it in my head a couple of times. Pecan, 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 pecan. And I'm like, pecan. Same with documentary. I was a documentary guy as well sometimes. So now I'm like, documentary.
So when you say interstate, do you say the or route? So when you say like Route 81, would you say the 81 or Route 81?
I say route. But up here, do you know what they say? Root.
Yeah, I say root, I think. Yeah.
Yep, that was another big one that not only here, but, you know, with the family and the wife, they're always like, because they live on Route 3, they say. And I'm like, it's route. It's a paper route, not a paper root. I said, roots are in trees.
Well, we don't say interstate here. We all just say freeway. It's everything's freeway here. Yeah.
Well, we don't have interstates, so.
what are the roads made out of, that hard thing that you drive on?
Asphalt.
Cement?
No, keep going. Wait, what'd you say?
Cement.
Not cement?
Cement, yeah. No, cement.
I say cement.
So I say cement.
Well, because you could just almost say semen.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Cement. Interesting, isn't it's just a weird thing. Some words.
Hey, at least we're not British, dude, with our aluminium, you know. So
between that, I think the British do it for sure, but definitely a lot of Canada, like they add letters, like when you say
color,
like mustache and stuff, they add an O. Color, they add the OU. A lot of that.
Wait, where do they put an O in mustache? Where's that at?
It's like moustache. Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah. It's,
oh, when I hate that.
So when I bought in all the stuff for Mustache Mate, I also had to buy MOE because even some people, and like a buddy in Kentucky was like, well, it's moose stick. I'm like, what?
No, it's not. That's a dessert.
If you look, there is Wikipedia that's M-O-U-S-T-A-C-H-E. A mustache is a growth of facial hair above the upper lip and under the nose. They've been worn in various styles.
Dude, why can't they just simplify things?
Could you imagine being from another country coming over here and then trying to learn a lot of this English shit? No, it's Oregon. Is it Oregon or Oregon? Well,
hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, you technically, you could say either. Is it tomato, tomato?
Well, English is kind of like a bastardized. I know it's Germanic, but it's also mixes in a whole lot of other things. That's why we have so many fucked up rules in our grammar, right? Yeah. There, and there. You know, just like
isn't the thing with buffalo? You can say buffalo so many times, and it's the longest one to form a sentence with the same word.
I've never heard this.
I've never heard that either.
Buffalo longest sentence. A sentence with 8 consecutive buffaloes is featured in Steven Pinker's 1994 book. And apparently, here, let me look it up. This is Wikipedia, I don't know, but there's a whole bunch of other things. Buffalo, 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 buffalo is a grammatically correct sentence in English that is often presented as an example of how homophones and...
Whoa, dude.
Right? That's how you say it, right? Phones. H-O-M-O phones. I mean, we just call them cell phones, Wikipedia, and Buffalo, I don't know what you're doing. can be used to create complicated linguistic constructs through... This is a tough Wikipedia to get through. I should have known English was hard. But they break it out and in this chart. Here, let me show you guys. Here's the buffalo parse tree.
What the fuck?
So we got pronoun, noun...
Verb.
Pronoun, noun, verb, verb, pronoun, noun. I don't know what NP is.
I don't know what the RC is. VP, vice president.
Yeah, subject.
Not president.
Oh, so the predicate, right? So something predicate.
Right here on the bottom. Parse tree, sentence, noun phrase, relative clause, verb phrase, proper noun, verb.
What was the noun phrase? How have I never heard of that one? Okay.
Shout out to John D. Berger, SVG by King of Hearts. Image sentence.
I have a hard time believing that's his real name.
Berger.
John Berger.
John D. It's the Berger.
John the Berger.
There's an MLB player that was for our White Sox and now is traded to Miami is Jake Berger. And if he doesn't have a deal with some kind of burger or burger company,
it's fucking up. So
very okay.
Going back. So there's when I went to college, I met this guy who did kung fu, and we used to do like choreography and like sword fighting in the quad.
And people would walk by and be like, "Everybody's kung fu fighting."
Yeah.
So you were a LARPer?
No. This is actually fighting, dude. The kid did kung fu. He was from Boston, and so one day someone got offended, and they called the cops on us, right? So the cops made us go off the fucking campus property. So we went behind this Chinese restaurant. This little man comes. Right.
Of all the locations.
It was off. It was down the road. That's why. I went to school in Southwest Virginia. So this little man comes out. He's like 5'4", 5'3". And he's my Sifu Simon. Sifu is master in Chinese. When he starts talking, every sentence has a curse word in it. And one day I was like, why do you curse so much? And he was like, no bullshit. I fucking come to America. They taught me English that way. No bullshit. No fucking bullshit. I'm like, I'm like, you need to write a book.
So like, I would buy it. I won't read it, but I'll put it in the background.
I want my rapper name to be Seafood Simon.
Right?
Yeah.
That is so cool.
That Seafood is, Simon.
There's so many things in that story that is so awesome.
I'd have a hard time finding it now. So we could just talk about it. But have y'all seen that video of that restaurant? It's like an Asian food restaurant. And the lady just berates the people walking up to the counter. Say, hey, white boy, here comes your food. You try it now. Is it good? It's fucking bomb, right? It's fucking rocks. You know, just like, all right, now well, get the like fuck out of here. Yeah.
Kind of like a Chinese restaurant version of Dick's.
Yeah. Well, I've been to a barbecue place here in Texas that was very similar to that, right? It was a little shed. There's flies all inside. This is how you know it's good, by the way. There's fucking flies inside this old black lady. It was right outside of a church. It was only open on Sundays after church. Line would be out the door. But you go in there, you don't get to order anything. She tells you what you're eating. You're sitting over here with these people. So now you're sharing a table with strangers. Like, all right, this is what you're eating. Sit down and eat it. And she just walk off. It's the best barbecue I've ever had in my life. Yeah.
I mean, that's a brilliant business move too, because there's no choices. There's no overhead. Mm-hmm. You cook, which I've always said that if I wanted to open a restaurant, there would be you sit down and you get what the person decides that you're going to get. You know what I mean? You don't like it, tough shit. You know what I mean? Send it back. We'll give it to the next person, whatever. You don't touch it. But there's too, like, especially kids. Like, I would also have something on the menu that's like, I don't know, or I don't care. I'm sure that's already been done. What do you want to eat? I don't know. I don't care. Cool. You're getting a peanut butter and jelly. Oh, you're getting a grilled cheese and fries. Like, that's what they would be called.
I think there's a restaurant called I Don't Care for that very reason. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What do you want to eat tonight?
There's a place in New York. It might be in the city, it's all about prime rib, right? And the only thing on the menu is prime rib.
Nice.
That's all there is. There's a 3-month wait to get in there.
Ooh,
really?
Yeah. It's supposed to be the best prime rib you've ever had in your life, but that's all they serve. That's it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So
it's all table side. They bring it to the table and all that. Yeah.
No shit.
So in the malls around in Virginia, if the food mall, the food place, the food area, whatever it's called, if there's an Asian restaurant, they'll be out there like just free sample. You try free sample.
Oh, like, yeah. Like at the mall? Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have still malls? Do it. That's cool.
When's the last time you've been to a mall?
I went around probably like November-ish because the oldest wanted to order shoes or for basketball shoes. So we order them online. And the last 3 times we've ordered shoes and cleats, they never friggin' fit. And I don't understand because we go right to the website. And of course, it's a body part of a male is the sporting good place. We don't need to give him a shout out, but I'm sure we can all imagine it's not foot and it's not nose, but it's something that Tyson has a pretty big one. Apparently if you follow body wrong,
never heard of hands.
Yeah. Big hands. It's a place. Go to hands.com. Probably a thing. If it's, I wonder what that website is. Hands.com.
I like this. I'm going to do it. I like this idea.
It's a thing. It's a, purveyor of the finest free software in 1993.
Oh, say they're sitting on that website. Okay.
Dude, look at hands.com.
Yeah, they're sitting on this one. They're waiting to sell it. Well, I don't know. I see the Linux sign. That's the up-to-date one. So,
yeah, linux.org. Best viewed.
Maybe it's just a Linux thing. That's what Linux looks like for the most part, right?
If you were looking here to find out what we charge for consultancy, the answer is 1,075 GPB per day plus VAT plus expenses. Not sure.
You get
what
a phone
do.
Number on here.
I don't know. They're a software company that's been helping clients since '93, specializing in free software and Unix-like operating systems.
It's free software, so. That's why they haven't been able to update their... Oh, they're out of the UK. Okay. Mm. Boo.
All right. Well, that's
probably
hands.
Some extra letters and all that.
Oh, yeah. So cycle back. We go to the website, hands, not hands.com. Spoiler alert. That one's taken. But we measure, right? It says here, this is your measure. So I'm like, all right, we'll go a little big. So we order the size. Should come. I mean, I'm telling you, so say it was a size 10. It came put on there, and it was like 4 sizes too small with the exact measurement.
That's
from
crazy.
The website. then we, not only that website, but we went to, you know, say we used, you know, not instead of Spiky or Freddita's or, you know what I mean, any of those brands. We went to their websites, did their measurements, and they were still off. So hour and a half one way we go to exchange them, to physically try them on. And pretty much this is a mall that's near a like military base. It's near Fort Drum. And like the 10th Mountain Division is their big one and whatever. This mall is like dead. We went to the food court. There was, I think, some kind of Oriental food, maybe a Wendy's, and that was like it. There was two restaurants and an entire food court, all these stores closed. And I'm like, how can a place that has pretty much a city within a city and all of these small towns around it not be able to at least stay alive, you know?
Around here, most of the malls are like that. They're just...
Are they?
Every once in a while, my oldest wants to go to a mall. And I'm like, all right, she needs to experience that, even though the mall culture is dead.
Like a walk-in mall or inside mall?
Inside.
Yeah.
Because
there's a mall for me in Winchester, Northern Virginia, and then there's a walk-in mall in Leesburg.
There's a walk-in mall in South Houston as well, and that one seems to be doing well. It all has good stores and stuff. But the indoor one, like, they all seem to be riddled with crime, and nobody really wants to go anymore.
What's the walk-in mall? Is it, like, outside?
Like an outdoor mall.
Yeah, there's the stores. Like, imagine a huge, like, strip of stores, and, like, it's beautifully laid out, but you can just walk. You come, like, you walk into Spiky, and you walk back out, and then you go to another place, and like it's all random stuff. There's like shoes, peel for men, women, clothing,
kind of like a kids. Like a boardwalk in like the Myrtle Beach area and stuff like that. Like you kind of walk through there and they're just storefronts everywhere instead
it's actually stores you've heard of. It's not you know,
and not some, have to I guess that's a good way to do it, because I mean anytime there's a mall, somebody owns that mall and you have to pay a ton of money to rent said space. And I think that's what's I'm fairly certain that's what's killed a lot of the malls around here is these people got greedy. The rent kept going up, 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 because they were losing. And finally, stores were like, the hell with you, man. Like, I can do this online cheaper, and I can buy and build a building. Like, the big thing around here for a while, then it died off, was online auctions, where people would buy pallets of returned stuff from, you know, for Amazon and, you know, all these places, Targets and shit like that, where they'd buy all the stuff that was returned. Anybody can buy them. You just have to be able to receive it. So these guys were spending, like, $1,300 a pallet, flipping it, doing these like bin stores and stuff, selling these items from anywhere from $5 to $10, making pretty decent money. But they were having to go in plazas and malls and stuff, and the rents were so high. At the end of the day, by the time they paid an employee, paid the rent, paid this, they weren't really making a lot, turns out. So they, a buddy of mine, last I knew, I don't know if he's still doing it, but he just started kind of doing it online, come to the house to pick stuff up, and hopefully it's doing well.
There was a. I wish I had the capital to put up to do that, because it looks like you get a lot of stinkers, but sometimes you come out on top, like on these storage containers stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I watched on it might have been TikTok or something a while back. Some guy bought a random storage container, and it was I forget the player, but it was all their Michigan shit.
Damn. Wow.
Like all like Michigan only Jordans that only the team got and stuff, just thousands upon thousands of dollars of like grade A shit in there, and he came out on top. The family was trying to contact the guy. He's like, "Fuck you, this is mine.
It's mine now." You know? Yeah, for this amount of price. But I have to imagine the, you know what I mean? It's kind of like playing the lottery. The percentage of finding. Yeah. But like I said, that I got to be honest. Like I loved going to that bin place that was up here. There wasn't any, there was really nothing like that. You could go in. I mean, I got some stuff as little as stainless steel sink things that you put in to catch the food. Get those for like $1. You know what I mean? Electronic salt and pepper shakers for $1. Like we were getting a bunch of stuff. I was spending probably $20-$30 a week at this place, just getting a lot of shit I didn't need. I got this stand. The stand that this camera is on, I got it for $1, and it's like $40 on Amazon. Like it was kind of cool, you know.
So guys, that story is he went to Michigan, but he played for the Cowboys. Mazzie Smith, he had a ton of like Michigan exclusive stuff, and it was auctioned off for $1,800, and had a ton of guns in there, gun safes, and like he was, oh my god, everyone's pissed off about it.
Did it just happen?
It's fairly recent. He forgot to pay February. The bill or something.
Oh, and he's still alive?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, he forgot to pay the bill or something like that. Yeah.
That's what happened. Yeah, if he forget to pay the bill, they'll auction it off.
Yeah.
Wow. That's, yeah.
Thankfully, they don't do that. The place that I have my day job, we also have storage units as like a side thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people that have to come in each month or pay a couple months ahead of time. And it makes sense. Somebody once told me, they're like, years ago, they said, there's two businesses around here that are never going to go away. And I was young, and they said, I'm telling you, invest in them. You will be pretty comfy. Yep. And one of them was build storage units. If you have land, build a bunch of them. They're always going to be full. You're always going to have money coming in, and they pay for themselves in like 10 years. Because you think, you know, say hypothetically, I don't know, $30 to $50 a month. And you have, say, 20 of them. You know what I mean? Times 12. That's a good chunk of change that is going to pay for itself over time. And the other one they told me to do was bottle redemption. Because in New York, when you turn in the bottle, you get, I don't know what it is now, but you used to get like anywhere from like 12 to 15 cents a can. Most people think it's there. So when you bring in your empties, you get 5, but the company themselves, when they send it back for the aluminum, was getting like 10 to 12. So you're making maybe 7 to 8 cents every single can that you're getting there. So it's like,
shit.
And then a lot of the people around here, they go to the redemption center, and there was a building, like I was very, very close in getting a loan and doing it. Because where it was, there was a place that sold, it was like a drugstore that sold alcohol under cost just to get people to come in and buy other shit. So people would come, they could have went there, returned all their stuff, walked right across the street, bought all their booze, and just...
No shit. Just did a little, it's all cyclical at that point, yeah.
And I was like, man, I was talking to my old man, and he's like, you really want to just sort empties and deal with people that bring in empties, live off empties for the rest of your life? Like, and then if you have kids someday, do you want to be like, come on, kids, we're going to be around all these people. Some of them potentially homeless, isn't that? And you're going to sort cans for a living. Like, that's what you want to do. And I was like, but it'd be good money. He goes, there's a lot of things you can do for good money.
Stop squashing my dreams, dad.
So I'm like, fine, I won't do it, dad.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I'm super thankful I didn't do
it.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Yeah.
We don't have that here. We all of our bottles still have like the 5 cents or whatever on it, but they just end up in the trash. There's no place to take bottles here, you know?
Yeah. Well, now there's it's a dying thing. I think the price went down and the headache. And I mean, there was one redemption center that has like a little bit of a store on it. They're trying to sell it, and it might not be like, well, for you, like we're like, oh my God, but they're selling it for like $350,000. You know what I mean? And most people are like, well, that's not bad for a full established business. But most businesses, like if you were to sell that for maybe 120, that's probably a good deal. But a lot of these companies around here are selling it for a crazy amount, hoping that they get it or sell a little bit less. It's like, why not? Like all these bars are for sale with the, you know, because for a while there was somebody with a lot of money from China that was coming in and just buying a ton of businesses, empty buildings. They still own. They bought them. They're just sitting there. I don't know what's going on with it, but
you know what's an. I ran across this the other day, and I never thought about it till I had to deal with it. But like, have you ever seen like those businesses you never thought of existed, but you realize that they are necessary? Like for instance, my job works with a company that destroys our documents for us. Old documents. Yeah. That's a great business idea. Like, all right, yeah, we'll take your shit and burn it. Mm-hmm. Cool. You know, that's it.
Yep. We when I was at the hospital, we had to do something. So we hired a company that came in whenever we did. We scheduled it and got rid of all our electronics. But in the deal, they also had to shred the hard drives. And they had to do everything. And they had to actually sign off. Like, it was very well done. But these guys would come in and we'd have pallets of anything from old phones to old computers, servers, whatever, battery backups. And it didn't matter. We paid by the pallet, and it was pretty cheap, to be honest, for us.
Did you hear about that guy who bought like some secondhand computers to like show his kid how computers work? Let's build some computers. Let's take them apart and all that stuff. And then somehow the cops ended up, once they hooked it up to the internet, cops showed up and like raided his house. There was like we'll call it CP, all over the computers. Turns out that the lawyer did his homework, right? The lawyer did his homework and dug into the code of these computers. They were former FBI computers that got donated somewhere.
and they were doing research, or they were trying to bust the other ones.
Dog. Can you imagine? Hey, that guy, before they figured that out, that guy's reputation was probably ruined in town. You know, everybody thought he was some creep. Oh, my God.
As soon as you get labeled that,
it's game over. Yeah.
Yep. Even the people that, you know, have to register and stuff like that, that it was kind of that thing. Like, maybe they were 18, the girl was 17, mm-hmm. or, you know what I mean, that age one. Like, that's kind of the one where, you know, by the books, it's still not, I'm not saying it's right or wrong or whatever, but those are the ones that really tarnish your reputation, because still have to register, you still have to put it on a job thing, you know what I mean, like that. And then you get the guys that should be registering and stuff like that, that just slide under the radar. There's a lot of them around here. I don't know about where you guys are, but
I don't know, dude. If I ever look at those websites and then I see them like in my neighborhood, I want to do like I told you about and just start sending Jehovah's Witnesses to their house constantly, you know, because you can go to their website and you say, hey, I need help, here's my address. And that those sex offender websites have their addresses. I can just start doing that constantly.
That would be hilarious. Imagine being that Jehovah's Witness and that was your content, though, for social media. Be like, I'm just going to go to every registered sex offender for this, for like, even if it was a day a week, and just have a body cam on or something.
It's a great idea.
I doubt there's any Jehovah's Witnesses listening to this or watching this, but hey, you're welcome for the content. We'll take 1% of royalties.
Well, to be safe, if anybody decides to do this, be safe about it. Like, say, send only, like, you can even type on there, I only want males or whatever. Don't send chicks over to some weirdo's house. Yeah. So, sure.
Yeah. It's funny you said that, Burley, that story about the CP incident. There was this, I heard on the radio, there was some place in Virginia that happened that's like put 45 minutes away from here.
Yeah.
So I have to look into it. Maybe it might be that case you're talking about.
Oh.
Dude, yeah. I saw it online. Someone made a video out of it, but it was a lawyer talking about it on his page. My algorithm's starting to get into like lawyer shit.
Oh, I was going to say that we talked about some lawyer stuff last night too.
Yeah. It's.
Are you going to be a lawyer soon? That'd be handy for the brand.
No. Have you ever had to represent yourself in court?
One time.
No.
Yeah. How'd that go for you?
Me? Very good.
Oh, okay. Not me.
Well, because it was when New York has changed a rule where you could kind of have the officer have to be present for the case. And I was right. It was a bogus charge, whatever. Yeah. More or less, he was saying he was doing me a favor by not giving me a DWI, even though I hadn't drank. So doing me a favor, he said he was going to give me an 81 and a 55, when I know for a fact I had my crew set and it was not, of course, in law, I was at 55. But so he was doing me a favor and I'm like, dude, if I hit the mark like that, it registers into the system. You can't not give me a DWI. It just went into from the breathalyzer. You register, like, it's in the system. You have to give me one.
Yeah.
Doing me a favor. And this was at like 2:30 in the morning. I just dropped some people off. I was the sober driver, which was weird for me at that time. But I remember because I was completely sober. And I had this friggin' Impala that smelled like weed.
Hell yeah, dude.
I bought it, and it always did. Never smoked in that car once. But then he thought, and we weren't legal at the time, that I was smoking as well, which I didn't. Come to find out, the glue that they used in certain models for those Impalas in that year, the glue would naturally smell like skunk and weed.
Wow.
So there was a bunch of them because my buddy works at the, and I'm like, son of a bitch. So I went to court and I challenged that new thing because a buddy was there and they were like, yeah. And he never showed. So I got off and they didn't even make me pay the surcharge.
That's nice. Where you got lucky. See, everybody always told me the cops never show up. So just go. My cop showed up.
Oh.
So I ended up standing up there like a fucking fool.
Yeah.
So then I just was like, all right, I got to replay every movie I ever seen courtroom style. And I was doing it in my head. So I'm going like, Your Honor, would you agree that, you know, just like.
Now you're going, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it was the worst thing ever. I got the ticket.
So yeah. I'm actually a political science major. So I could have been a lawyer if I wanted to go that route. But I was like,
ooh, that's a shit.
So you could like, you know, actually represent yourself decently, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. If I needed to, yes.
I had some buddies that went to law school and do it. I think one of them still is a lawyer. I haven't talked to him in a while. But could you imagine, though, like being appointed to a case that you just don't believe in? Don't want, like, I've heard people that have had to, like, you have to go and defend this scumbag, even though,
like,
you know,
if you're
it's
a,
not,
what do they call it? Court.
Public Defender.
Public Defender, yes, yeah, what yeah. it is, yeah.
I couldn't fucking do it, but they do whatever, and they said they kind of get whatever, it's desensitized to the situation or something, just always representing scumbags, but...
I would probably... I don't know, I mean, would you purposely do a bad job? Because it's going to hurt your reputation overall, right?
I feel overworked. I mean, a lot of them are overworked, so they feel the stress of that mostly, because there's so many fucking cases, so...
Yeah.
It, unless they're paid off. I mean, it depends, like, if you look at the case and like whatever variable or situation you're looking at, they can just be like, well, you're going to lose. So I'll just say off random shit. What do I get paid for it.
Yeah.
I just went to jury duty and it was for, I forget what it was, but it was all over the news or whatever. And it was pretty much going to be a case that defendant didn't have. I mean, from the outcome and the stuff that I heard in the news, there was pretty much going to be no chance that this person didn't get in trouble for what it did. Yeah. I almost think it was like an inmate crime, but they didn't release any of the details. I don't know. Because I didn't make jury duty, because apparently when that guy, he was being a smart ass to me and I decided to call him and say that he looked like a fat Pee Wee Herman. He nice. Didn't love it very much, and I was not selected. So,
hey, you know what? It works out in your favor.
I was being real honest, and he said something smart ass to me. I don't even remember what it was. So I came right out, and the judge laughed, and the other lawyer laughed. Yes. And he got pissed, and then he was like, you know what? I think I have more questions for you. And the judge goes, nope, you don't. Move nice. On. And then he's like, we're going to take a quick little break. So we take another friggin' break. He comes in, and he goes, this juror, this number, you guys are excused. And I was like... I looked Yay. At him and I was like, and then I'm thinking, oh shit, hope I don't need him someday.
It's probably not smart for me to say this on the show, but I've never shown up for my summons, my jury duty summons ever.
I know a ton of people that said that they just throw them right in the trash, yep. but I was like, you know what? I'm going to be the guy that something would happen. And I feel like, you know, maybe being online and having, you know, there's followings with the beard law stuff. If I was to ever say that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then and it's small town. So the people that yeah. isn't like the woman that was in charge of it, like I know her brothers very well. So it's
okay.
They yeah. know, like they know where you. I'm just like, show up and you get, you know what I mean? It's not that bad. Like I think I could get into it if it was like a not cool case, but you know what I mean? It was something intriguing that I was like, you know what? I want to stick up for potentially this, and I want to hear this out, and if this scumbag deserves to go to jail, like I want to be a part of that. But and you get paid, like my job pays for me, like so it's not like mm-hmm. I'm losing yeah. money.
Yes, yeah, same here. I get that. It just seems like a whole rigmarole, you know.
And it's different.
Maybe
I think...
maybe if I got stuck with like an OJ case or something like that, that's fun,
right? That's months.
Yeah, let's do it, dude.
And I think it's different too because where I'm at and. It's a small town, you know what I mean? It's smaller. It's even it's the county, so, but it's not a huge, I mean, there's not a ton of people up here. So you're going to probably know, like I know a lot of people, I'm probably going to get out that way, but there, if a big case happens, you're like, everybody's intrigued by it because not a lot of that stuff. I'd have to imagine if you were in a very populated area and then getting jury duty, it's like.
Well, that's how it was explained to me. They're like, Houston's so big. They're never going to be able to prove that you actually got that letter. I was like, good yeah. point. Never yeah. again.
Not so much, but
I've never been selected, so.
Oh, you just jinxed it. Sorry about that.
Yep.
Sorry about that. All right, we're just about at the end of the time, but I wanted to bring this segment back real quick. But we're having good conversation, so it's fine. Text messages or voicemails, if anybody does want to send in a text, anybody does want to leave a voicemail, we will do our best to do it on Triple T. We do have a decent amount of one, so I'm going to try to find just a quick, easy hitter. And the number, if anybody does want to, is 315-605-8350. I'll try to put it in the description, whether you're listening or whatever. Again, 315-605-8350. So this is from a local buddy of mine, Jeff Kennedy. Shout out, Jeff. He says, favorite mystery condiment to find in your beard after a night out. And he bolded condiment so we wouldn't put anything stupid, perverted. He's curious if when we wake up in the morning, you have what is the better of the condiments to have in your beard after a night out?
Well, I already Ooh. Know.
Okay.
So Chick-fil-A's honey roasted barbecue sauce.
That sounds good. I've never had it, but that would be
fucking amazing. Like, it's magic. If you leave a little bit there, you're like, oh, yeah. Yep.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. Yeah. anything with aioli, dude. I love aioli.
Uh-huh.
Like, I could drink it Like, it's so good. It's just garlic and mayonnaise. I understand that. But it's so good.
So good. See, for me, I think I'd have to go almost like something with a hot sauce or something. So say I wake up in the morning, not feeling real well. It was a night out. Maybe I'm going to have some eggs, some bacon or something. So I got a little bit of hot sauce in there. And then I'm like eating some eggs. And then the hot sauce kind of blends it. Because there's a lot that gets trapped in here. It's kind of like one of those whales when they bring in all the water. But then they filter in the stuff they need and the water comes out. Kind of like that with here. Like I eat a bowl of cereal. There's milk everywhere. It's a thing. So I think a little bit of hot sauce. So if I'm eating eggs or something, the hot sauce and coffee just blends in. I think I'd go some kind of hot sauce.
So but, y'all have darker beards, so it's not going to show up as on me. You see every. I look like a Dalmatian sometimes. Wake up after a drunken night, you know.
Yeah, where I grab the towel, the food. Towel or napkin after I eat something. Most of the time, like if it's a messy, and I'm just like, and I'm just like, this was
Jesus
in here.
Jesus Christ!
The kids are like, oh my god, that should be a thing I do on social media. Is clean my beard after and see how much is in there. So
that's
all the people,
actually a really good idea.
That's legit.
Because everybody's like, oh, there's poop in beards. And this is in there. I'm like, grow up.
If people are worried about poop in beards,
yeah, right.
Look up what happens to your toothbrush in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then you'll
every time you flush, it's all airborne.
That is the thing. We talked about this on an episode. That's why I've always and always will close the toilet seat because poop stuff sprays.
Think about this. Next time one of your buddies farts and you smell it. Yeah, it's funny. But you know you're literally breathing in their shit particles. I want you to know that. Yep.
Hey, there's no better way to say goodbye than to that. And before the show started, I told Burley this. So while this is going, I just randomly typed in an AI. I put upbeat podcast intro song, but it's going to be our outro for Triple T that has one co-host, Goot, who is a Batman cosplayer, Burley, the almighty Texan, beard laws with a big beard with a 90s vibe. And it came up with this. I also said that I thought it would be pretty cool to just take a couple of the points of stuff that we talked about on the show and have AI do an image that we can put on social media or whatever there. So for today, I put clip farming, Lizzo quits music, women dressed as cats, movie theaters, Oregon, Buffalo, old malls, storage units.
We covered a lot of things.
God damn right.
God damn it. And then it just blanked everything out. So do you remember what I just said?
Okay, so we got clip farming, Lizzo, Oregon,
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Oregon.
And then
people
malls.
Dressed in cats.
Buffalo. Old malls, yeah.
Theaters.
Dressed as cats. Movie theaters.
Old malls.
Old malls. I think that was about it, right? But storage units.
Storage, yeah.
All right. Let's see. I'm going to copy this instead of there. Let's pull this. Let me show. I'll run this here, and then we'll show the image that's there. So I think this is just something fun. We'll throw
this
out there.
This could get weird.
Get
weird.
It just says, okay, we couldn't create what you asked, so they realigned a lot of the words. I've noticed that if you throw in like celebrities or certain names, it definitely doesn't. So I'm going to remove Lizzo.
Well, how would you describe Lizzo?
I'm not going to do that.
Nice try.
That was going to be a winner. Mm-hmm. That was clip farming. There we go. Mm-hmm.
That's a good clip farm. It also didn't like that. So I don't know. This is the naturally we want to try to do a segment here. We couldn't create what you've asked for. So I'm going to get rid of a couple, I guess. Boo. This works all the time. One time we need you here.
Maybe it's too many things. Maybe we should do top three things that we talked about.
True. All right, so I got – oh, so there was quits music when I put Lizzo. I think that was holding some stuff up. So
okay.
I don't know what's going to pick up because it separated clip and farming, so we might get a little bit of some a farmer from Oregon.
I'm into it.
Okay, so it brought up an old barn.
Lizzo farming in Oregon. That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
No, man. That could be bad. Don't
– yeah.
Don't.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
I just
thought of
that.
Picture and I'm like, oh.
So I'm gonna get rid of clip in farming because again, it just brought up a barn, and I'll show you guys the image in it here in a second here. And so now we have Oregon, Buffalo, women dressed as cats, movie theaters, old mall storage units, which still could get pretty wild.
Yeah,
I feel like I needed to put like a photo realistic or you know what I mean. I don't know. We'll just show this and then maybe we'll play around with this after and we'll get something a little bit different here. Let me download this. Oh, so it just came up with kind of two old There was no women dressed as cats, if anybody was here for that.
I'm worried to Google up women dressed as cats just because I'm worried it would unlock something in me, and that's like my thing now, you know?
So this was the one that it came up with, which is kind of cool.
Not mad at it. That's frameable.
That's frameable. And then it came up with...
What's the dimensions on that? Could that be the podcast...
I think it'll probably be enough for the background of the thumbnail image. It'll stretch it out a little bit. And then this was the other one that it came up with.
What was the name of that theater? Offla?
Maybe that's the cat.
I like that.
Yeah. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
They do not have stadium seating in that theater. Oh, no. For sure.
No, that probably is a theater that turned into one of those ones that show pornography in the theater.
With the Pee-wee Herman ones? It all comes back around. Let's go.
All right. That's all we got for you. Burley, Goot, appreciate the hell out of you guys.
Anybody
that listens for whatever reason, hopefully you guys enjoyed it too. If not, well, come back next week and do it again.
Yeah.
Because maybe you're just into punishment and stuff and no kink shaming here. So, all right. That's all we got. See you next week. Keep your sticks on the ice, fuckers.